This is Real Good Words on Northern Community Radio. I'm Heidi Holton. It's conversations with Minnesota writers, exploring the stories and the inspiration behind them. Today, Minnesota author Julie Schumacher. Julie Schumacher is a faculty member in the Creative Writing Program in the Department of English at the University of Minnesota. She has a new book out. It's called Dear Committee Members, that is inspired by her life as a professor. Her main character is Jason T. Fitker, a professor, also of creative writing, at a fictional university, Payne University. We learn about Jason through a series of letters of recommendation. The new novel is called Dear Committee Members. I asked Julie Schumacher to tell us about the fictional professor, Jason T. Fitker.
He's a curmudgeon, I suppose. He's a very irritable, irascible sort of guy, but I also like to think of him as a bit of a Quixote. You know, he's trying to fight the good fight. He's not doing it diplomatically, but he does care very much about things that are important to me. He cares about higher education. He does care about his students. He cares about the arts as opposed to the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, math, that are very much emphasized these days, and about, you know, what will happen to all those people who are paying more and more for college and university studies and worrying about where that money is going and what for.
Did you always know you were going to do his story in this form, in the form of letters?
I conceived of the book as written in this form. I normally don't start with a form. I normally start a book with a character, but I was talking to a group of undergraduates in a classroom at the U, and we were talking about writing in a particular form, writing a story in the form of a to-do list or a recipe or a board game. And I thought, I wonder if it would be possible to pull off a book in the form of letters of recommendation. You know, the challenge of it was, how do I portray a character if that character is always writing about and talking about other people? That's what he's doing in these letters. And I thought, well, the only way to do it would be to get him to talk about himself when he's supposed to be recommending others. And I just thought, oh, that could be great fun. I could enjoy that. Have this guy insert himself into letters, talk about it. In one letter, he actually ends up talking about his sex life while he's supposed to be recommending a colleague for a job. And, you know, he's just incredibly inappropriate, which made the book a lot of fun to write.
You know, it's so interesting to me because I think you could pick up this book and read aloud one of the letters and it could stand on its own. But it's also, you know, there's a storyline going through each of these stories. You know, some of it is about his love life. Some of it's about his relationship with his colleagues. And, of course, the construction going on at his building, which is very funny. What were the challenges as a writer? Was anything easier and was anything harder about writing in this form?
There were some things that were easier, oddly enough, because I didn't have to worry so much about the setting. I didn't physically describe many of the characters or most of the characters because the entire book is based on one person writing letters. So occasionally he'll describe someone. But there were a lot of things that normally you have to do in a work of fiction, getting a character from his house into the place that he or she works and back into the car, to the grocery store. You know, how do you transport your character from one place to another? I didn't have to do any of that. I just had this one voice speaking in letters. So that made things easier on the one hand. On the other hand, the difficult part for me was trying to make sure that there would be a sort of glue that would hold the letters together, that they wouldn't simply be isolated little tiny pieces that didn't have any sort of through line. So I spent a lot of time graphing things out. I had index cards I was constantly rearranging on the floor of my living room, trying to figure out where's the glue? How do I stick it together?
We're talking with Julie Schumacher, Minnesota author. Her new novel is called Dear Committee Members, written in letters of recommendation from the main character of Jason T. Fitger, a professor of creative writing. I think one of my favorites is when he's trying to fill a form in and his word count is cut off.
Yeah, there's a definitely a real life component there. I am not technologically very savvy. I am not good with any sort of new techie device or program, and the forms that ask a professor to, you know, fill in all this information and to rate a student according to the following 900 criteria, those things just drive me wild. I end up filling them in, and then I hit the wrong button, and the whole thing disappears. I've got to start over. So again, there are moments where Fitger expresses frustrations I've had, but otherwise it's a work of fiction.
Well, it would be great if we could get an idea of what these letters might be like and if you'd read one or two of them.
Sure. Here's one. They're all dated. This one is from October 16, 2009. Avengers Paintball, 1778 Industrial Boulevard, Lakeville, Minnesota, 55044. Esteemed Avengers, this letter recommends Mr. Alan Trent for a position at your paintball emporium. Mr. Trent received a C- in my expository writing class last spring, which, given my newly streamlined and increasingly generous grading criteria, is quite the accomplishment. His final project consisted of a 10-page autobiographical essay on the topic of his own rageful impulses and his often futile attempts to control them. He cited his dentist and his roommate as primary sources. Consider this missive a testament to Mr. Trent's preparedness for the work your place of business undoubtedly has in store. Hoping to maintain a distance of at least 100 yards, I am yours, Jason T. Fitger, professor of creative writing and English, Payne University, and in parentheses, teach till it hurts. April 16, 2010, Office of Mental Health and Wellness, Intervention Team, Attention, Suzanne Gross, MSW. Dear Ms. Gross, having disposed of last week's budding psychopath, Mr. Wyatt Innes, I am sending to your office with this letter in hand a human bath of tears named Ida Lynn Smith, who tells me she called your office for an appointment and was turned away. I did not inquire as to her malady, but a simple glance in her direction suffices to inform me that she requires attention. Please offer her something more lasting and substantial than guided breathing or 20 minutes with a golden retriever. I sometimes wonder, Ms. Gross, about the source of such widespread unhappiness here at Payne. I imagine a manufactory of anxiety and sorrow belching out clouds of discontent on the north side of campus. Some miseries, though, of course, are self-inflicted. You are probably aware of my email fiasco at the end of last summer, my reply to all message disclosing to every member of the faculty, staff, and administration my desire to rekindle a relationship with my ex-wife, Janet Mathias. I am increasingly prone to mistakes of this sort, perhaps because of the ticker tape of letters of recommendation that travel ceaselessly through my pen. Please admit this woman into your program. Please give this unsocialized person some funding. Please offer this student a chance to improve his condition. Please, 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 please. Oh, never mind, Ms. Gross. I advocate here for the lachrymose Ms. Lynn Smith, still weeping patiently in my office chair, and not for myself. I am fine, I assure you. Yours in this watery chasm, Professor J. Fitger.
That's Julie Schumacher reading from her book, Dear Committee Members. It's written in the form of letters of recommendation. So, Julie, do you think you might, in the future, use another form or do something like this again, writing in letters? Did you like the experience?
I had a great time writing this book. I don't know whether I would choose a form again like this, but you just never know what's going to happen with any writing project. Something can begin by striking you as a wonderful idea, and then it falls very flat. And sometimes the opposite happens. You start off thinking something will not work out, and it does, which is what keeps people gnashing their teeth and banging away at the keyboard, that unexpectedness.
You can find more information on Minnesota author Julie Schumacher at her website, julieschumacher.com. Her new novel is Dear Committee Members. Julie, thanks so much for talking today.
Thanks very much.
Real Good Words is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Don't you know?